Blog Talk Radio.
Thank you.
Welcome to the Spirit of America Party and the Spirit of America Party book. Did you like that? Sofrito? I don't know what it means. Mike Savage has a saying, borders, language, and culture. And he says that's our three greatest strengths or weaknesses. If we secure the borders and we all speak English and get absorbed into the American culture and we become a pluribus unum people, one from many, that's the way it's supposed to go so we can grow America. But there are elements inside of this country that do not want that. They want to balkanize this country. They want to split it up into little sections. And we can't let them get away with that. And so my show is always dedicated to one America. If you came here in planes, trains, or in chains, we all got to pull together and be the same. And those who divide us will destroy us. And those who want to take your guns away intend to kill you. If you don't believe that, you don't want to test my theory. You do not want to test my theory. You see what's going on in outside of Erbil in Iraq tonight. You got 30,000 people on the mountaintop, and that's not a Jesus sermon up there. Those people are up there afraid for their lives. And I'm going to read you tonight an article by a guy named Walid Shubat. And I've been on his site as of last night. I saw the pictures of the beheadings of innocent, helpless Iraqis. I saw a picture of about 20 Iraqis. And it's a videotape. And they're one behind the other, and they're bent over. They can't straighten up. They're all bent over, and they're running while they're being whipped. And in the next picture, you see them in a pickup truck. And then in the next picture, you see them running and being whipped again out of the pickup truck. And then the next picture of the pickup truck, it's full of heads. And now they're talking about their beheading children, okay? These people have to be nuked. These people have to, I got to tell you, the only way you deal with these people is you got to use a flamethrower. You got to do a Marine Iwo Jima on them. That's what you got to do. They are 7th century animals, and they don't care who they kill. They have no respect for life. They're worse than the Democrats when it comes to respecting life. Okay, so let's go look for something to read. And while I'm doing that, well, let me see if I can do it real quickly. Here, I'm there already. ISIS releases, and they're releasing these photos. And ISIS releases new photos showing mass crucifixions in Africa that they do as Christian boys. Many Catholic boys, they nail them to chairs, wooden chairs, or a tree. Mass crucifixions, beheading, and cruel executions. I don't know how people could do that without a fight. But you know what? That's because we were bred American, and now they're trying to take that breed out. They're trying to breed us like we were jellyfish. Here's the article I started to read last night, and we ran out of time. Benghazi Select Committee Chairman Trey Gowdy stabbed in the back by Republican colleague. A soon-to-be-released House Intelligence Committee report on the Benghazi attacks reportedly lets the Obama administration off the hook, concluding that there was no deliberate wrongdoing on the part of the administration relative to the attacks. It's a goddamn lie. It's a cover-up lie. We're dealing with the Communist Party has taken over the Democrat Party, and the media is the communist media. It's Pravda, USA. A consequence of this is that Benghazi Select Committee Chairman Trey Gowdy is being stabbed in the back by his Republican colleague. I got to tell you this, from what I see and what they did to the guy that was running against Ted Cochran, they intend to destroy, the rhinos intend to destroy the Tea Party. There are three parties in the United States today. The Communist Party, which used to be the Democrats. The Rhino Party, which is Democrat light. And then the other party that stands for saving the country, reducing the taxes, reducing the size of government. And that is, what party? Take a guess. Morty, anybody? Yep. So Gowdy's being stabbed in the back by his Republican colleague who chairs the Intelligence Committee. So we're going to read this. And, of course, they're calling Jimmy Carter a propagandist for Hamas, in case you didn't know that. Okay. And you do know that the head of the CIA is a Muslim, right? You don't know that? I shocked my family tonight. 10 years ago, he converted to Islam. And he's an Irishman. Oh, God, there's nothing worse than being betrayed by an Irishman. Soon to be released, the House Intelligence Committee report on the Benghazi attack reportedly lets Obama administration off the hook, concluding there was no deliberate wrongdoing. They couldn't take a phone call. Hillary Clinton said Obama will never be able to take the 3 o'clock phone call. The 3 o'clock phone call came. Obama didn't take it, and neither did Hillary. And all they did was go to work on making up a make-believe cagada de toro story about it was a video that caused it. This place, that attack was planned weeks prior. They had photos. They were taking photos of all the weak spots. A consequence of this is that the Benghazi Select Committee Chairman, Trey Gowdy, is being stabbed in the back by his Republican colleague. Do you trust John McCain to make the right call? Do you trust Lindsey Graham to make the right call? I don't trust McCain. I gave him a pass for his suffering getting the Jane Fonda workout at the Hanoi Hilton. And so that's why he got my vote. But when that little old lady said, we got to keep an eye on the Arabs, they're bad people, and he said, no, they're not. That little old lady was right. She's been around the horn. She made a great call, and she was shut down, just like the rhinos shut down the Tea Party. And Lindsey Graham, I heard him talk once about bringing American troops to justice, privates, on the battlefield, and how he would make an example because he used to sit on court-martials. And I have the utmost disdain for any officer who would not recuse himself from sitting on a court-martial board saying that he has no combat experience and really can't stand in judgment of a combat soldier. But they don't. It's not about that soldier. It's not about justice. It's about them. So the conclusion by the Intelligence Committee is music to the ears of stealth Muslim Brotherhood agents who have infiltrated the U.S. government. It also ignores the relationship between the maker of the Innocence of Muslims video and Eric Holder's Justice Department. All the major departments are all controlled, not by the people, but by the emir of Washington, D.C. The video was produced, or his affiliation, with at least one Muslim fundamentalist as a partner in crime, something that Shubat.com, that's Shuinbat.com, long ago confirmed. You want to get a second opinion, you got to go to this guy's website. All of this says nothing about evidence published by Shubat.com that the filmmaker Nakula Basili, Nakula, is himself a Muslim. They passed him off as a crazy Coptic Christian. And Shubat says he's a Muslim. coupled with his role as a federal informant, so he's a whistleblower too, such a reality would at least constitute the possibility of deliberate wrongdoing on the part of someone in the administration. Oh, I wonder who could that be? Though it can't be completely confirmed until the entire report is released, another dubious omission appears to be an avoidance of an already confirmed Egyptian connection to the attacks. Now, I believe when he's talking Egyptian connection, he's talking, what was the guy's name, Mercy, that got arrested and thrown in jail by Assisi? Committee Chairman Rep. Mike Rogers. We're going to have to watch this guy. He may be another Congressman Cummings in hiding. Representative Mike Rogers, representative of Michigan, the Islamic State of Michigan, is a figure who should be at the top of the list of individuals House Select Committee on Benghazi's Chairman Rep. Representative Trey Gowdy should depose him, as Shubat.com has reported. For the issue of Muslim Brotherhood infiltration, Rogers has a history of running interference for it. Rogers has a history of running interference for the Muslim Brotherhood. He dismissed legitimate questions by Representative Michelle Bachmann and insisted close Hillary Clinton advisor Huma Abedin, that's the wife of Anthony the Weasel, who's opening up a restaurant in New York, and everybody's canceling the sausage. Yeah, unbelievable, man. He's also taking the temperature of the soup. Huma Abedin is an American patriot, according to somebody who's taking money. No, you can't say that. Alleged. I could say alleged. Based on what is being revealed about the forthcoming committee report, that reality is even clearer. Listen, Democrats have been taking money from a Muslim terrorist for a long time. You remember the guy that got caught in the sting in Atlantic City? What was his name? He's gone now. He was from Pennsylvania. He was in the Marine Corps. Yes. And that gave him a license to steal up from other Marines. Yeah. Well, you know where he is now? We don't have to worry about him. He's in boiler number 3 with Ted Kennedy. All the Democrats go to boiler number 3. You know the difference between a Democrat and a rhino when they get caught stealing? The rhino says, I didn't do it. The Democrat says, you can't prove it. Yeah. So some details about the report. Based on what is being revealed about the forthcoming Intelligence Committee report, that reality is even clearer. Some details about the report have been released by committee member Representative Mike Thompson, Democrat from California, the committee's second highest Democrat, according to the San Francisco Chronicle. You want to know about Mike Thompson from California? Get my book, The Spirit of America Party Book. He's in there. You know what he's doing? He's with two other communists, and they're in Iraq, and they made an appointment to see Saddam Hussein. They wanted to lick his boots and get some cash. The other two guys were McDermott and Banya, and they're in my book. And he's hiding in the background so he can't have his picture taken, because he doesn't want this to get out in the press like Nancy Pelosi did when she took 41 Democrats to Syria to lick the ankles of Bashar al-Assad in a super jumbo jet loaded up with liquor for the Middle East. Liqueurs, the finest. $41,000 worth. Yes, yes. Stick around. We're going to become the enlighteners. Back to Mike Thompson. At the time that they were in Baghdad, there was a missing American pilot from Desert Storm. His name was Michael Spiker, and we were all hoping he was alive and just rotting away in a Baghdad prison, being tortured every day by Saddam Hussein. And these three bastards went there to lick Saddam Hussein's boots, and he wouldn't see them. He made them see a lower-level people. This was just before Bush was going to go to Iraq and liberate it. Never should have went there. There was no reason to go there. The guy said he had nukes. Yeah, it was not true. Who told you it wasn't true? The nuclear inspector for the UN, what's his name? Mohammed Baradei. Oh, you mean the guy that just ran for president of Iran? Who says there's no nukes in Iran? Yeah, that's him. Man, we are so far behind the times. Our two greatest weaknesses since World War II have always been and will always be intelligence. We are not too intelligent. And the ability to negotiate. When we go to the negotiating table, we lose half of what we came with. And you got John Kerry out there. You think anybody's listening to him? They must laugh their ass off when the meeting is over. Now, some details about the report have been released by committee member Representative Mike Thompson, the committee's second highest Democrat, according to the San Francisco Chronicle. That's a communist newspaper. Among them, our comments in bold. Okay. So in light italics, it's intelligence agencies were warned about an increased threat environment, but did not have a specific tactical warning of an attack before it happened. And Shubat says, really? February 17th, Martyrs Brigade contracted to provide security resources withheld. Ansar al-Sharia living next door. I think Ansar is party, so that's the party of the Sharia law. A mixed group of individuals, including those associated with al-Qaeda, this is Thompson again, Muammar Gaddafi, loyalists, and other Libyan militias participated in the attack. And Shubat says, no mention of the Egyptian Muslim Brotherhood-backed Jamal Network, confirmed to have been involved. Again, focus is taken off of the Egyptian involvement. I think Shubat is an Egyptian. Accountability Review Board, ARB, Chairman Thomas Pickering. Pickering, don't trust. He is he's an Obama plant. He's a cover-up master for Obama's sins. Inadvertently revealed an Egyptian connection. He screwed up and he revealed an Egyptian connection. In congressional testimony, but it's either ignored or glossed over by Rogers' committee. Rogers, remember this Rogers from Michigan. When you start seeing the hearings, pay close attention. I don't know if Elijah Cummings is on this committee, but if you want to see communism at work, you watch Elijah Cummings. He is the great disseminator of intelligence. Now, going back to italics, there was no stand-down order given to American personnel attempting to offer assistance that evening. No illegal activity or illegal arms transfers occurring by U.S. personnel in Benghazi, and no American was left behind. And Shubat says, no illegal arms transfers? Speaker John Boehner all but admitted to weapons trafficking through Turkey to Syria during a radio interview. You see how close you got to watch these guys? Because you know what the Democrat communist philosophy is. Lie today and 2 weeks will be forgotten. Hide the truth today and 2 weeks nobody will remember. Label a Republican woman a slut and everybody will remember. The administration process for developing talking points was flawed, but the talking points reflected the conflicting intelligence assessments in the days immediately following the crisis. That's from the communist left. As Shubat has reported one of the individuals on the distribution list of the smoking gun email sent by White House Deputy Ben Rhodes on September the 14th, 2012, instructing Rice to blame the video was Muslim Brotherhood agent Mehdi Al-Hassani. At a minimum, this compromises the administration's position, and by deferring to intelligence assessments, Rogers and his committee are covering up. This Rogers is no good. He should recuse himself. And you know what? If you're not, you don't remember the 911 hearings, but that was a cover-up for the Clintons. It was a cover-up for the Clintons. What did Bush know, and when did he know it? Well, do you know what Bush didn't know? He didn't know that you let Osama bin Laden get away in 1993 after he blew up the World Trade Center the first time. And then he practiced for 8 years to get it right. Oh, but Clinton has admitted that he could have taken out Osama bin Laden, who was hunting with an Emirates a prince. But you know what he did? And this is only alleged. He called up the prince's father and said, I saved your son's life today. This is the number of my bank account. It's only alleged. They'll make a movie about it after the Tea Party takes back the House and Senate, getting ready to take back the presidency. And the rhinos better wake up. They better wake up, because they cannot do away with the Tea Party. Just because we're old doesn't mean we don't wake up from our naps. Comment by the Intelligence Committee's ranking member, Representative Dutch Ruppersberger, another Democrat, and he's from Maryland, which is a seedbed of, they call them left-wingers, I call them communists. It's a parade of words. And member Adam Schiff, a Democrat from California. Echo Thompson's claims. Oh, yeah, man, they've got this deck stacked. They probably have a rehearsal hall where they have already run this entire scenario. You know they have their speeches pre-written. Oh, Kansas City got nuked today. Oh, give me the Kansas City nuke speech. My fellow Americans with a heavy heart, we say goodbye to Kansas City. But we will get to the bottom of this, and of course, like you, I'm shocked and appalled. They always use shocked and appalled. Always look for those two communist buzzwords. Ms. Clinton, Senator Clinton, they just caught your brother with $450,000 in drug money. Oh, my goodness, I'm shocked and appalled. He was going to your house. Oh, I did order Girl Scout cookies. He was probably bringing the box over. Yeah. We're such suckers, man. We are tax slaves and drug slaves. And we're being ruled by a party that has no God, has no country, no kids, sells dope for taxes. Hey, we're going to hook little Johnny on the marijuana. There's no difference, Johnny, between marijuana and alcohol. And Johnny says, you know what, then I'll have a scotch and water. I want to live as long as my grandfather. Yeah, and I never saw a woman, a hot chick, snorting a banana daiquiri. Yeah. Unbelievable, man. We have been brainwashed to the point that lies make us happy. Unbelievable. Predictably, the liberal and mainstream media has seized upon the committee report of a decision by House Speaker John Boehner to allow the select committee to continue. One liberal website, drop the word liberal, insert the word communist. Once you start doing that and you learn to say the word communist, you will have taken 10 giant steps for freedom. We got to call a red a red. Doing so would now be nothing short of an explicit vote of no confidence in House Intelligence Committee Chairman Mike Rogers, the Michigan Republican. Do you know that in Detroit that there are signs in the street that say, this is Muslim country, do not enter? No, that can't be true. It's okay, it's alleged. What will Gowdy, Republican of South Carolina, discover that 2 years of investigation by his GOP Rhino colleagues could not? If the House leadership views the Intelligence Committee as that incompetent, shouldn't its chairman be replaced? I said, they want to get rid of him, man. They're playing Julius Caesar, friends, Romans, and countrymen, man. This Judge Pickering is no good. And I'll tell you another guy who's no good. He's got big pockets, and he's an ambassador to the UN. He's not an ambassador to the UN. He's an advisor to the UN. And he was appointed on this part of the 911 investigation. I forget his name, but he's a big guy, and he walks around looking intelligent. This is precisely the point in why Gowdy should depose Rogers and ask hard questions, as Shubat.com has called for. Doing so would also go a long way in rebuking claims that the Select Committee is waging a partisan witch hunt. Rogers is a Republican. Yeah, he's a rhino. A rhino is not a Republican. Abe Lincoln was a Republican. A house divided cannot stand. The communists don't even want, they want a divided condo. The problem with Rogers when it comes to Benghazi has been extensively documented at Shubat.com. You're going to remember this guy's name. To include conflicts of interest. Now, here we go. We get into that murky crap. Involving the Intelligence Committee's former chief investigator, former deputy CIA director, I call that the CYA, Mike Morrell, and several Hillary Clinton allies. Oh, I can't testify. I had a blood clot. Oh, I fell down. I fainted. And I got a blood clot. And a miracle occurred the day I left office. I recovered 100%. Now I can be president. Yeah, man, we suckers. If this was a cartoon, we would buy it. Oh, man. Okay. Shubat.com has also reported on another conflict involving Rogers' wife, Christy Rogers, and her position with a British-based defense services outfit named Aegis Defense Services that began doing business in Libya in early 2011. Oh, this is another one of those, what was her name? The Flame? The CIA agent, The Flame? And they went after Scooter Libby, yeah, because he exposed her as an undercover agent. She was never undercover. They went into her beauty parlor appointments book at the beauty parlor, and right there it said Valerie Flame, CIA agent, 230. Yeah, man, what a communist lie! They lie so good, we all believe it. Mrs. Rogers quietly resigned from her position. Quietly resigned. That's like Michelle Obama turning in her law license. Oh, yeah, they covered that one up quick. That was in the news, I think, about 88 seconds. And Bill Clinton, he was indicted for perjury. He was found guilty. He had to turn in his law license. Well, you see, if you lie, it's only, it's not a big deal. The money still keeps coming. Mrs. Rogers quietly resigned from her position as vice chairman of Aegis Board of Directors 3 months after the Benghazi attacks. Last year, Chairman Rogers conceded to Megyn Kelly, go Megyn Kelly, the ambassador Chris Stevens visited with his committee in the days before his murder. The American people deserve to know what that meeting was about. The committee report signed off by Rogers necessarily seeks to suppress that as well. And then there's a comment about dirtied up Republicans. Oh, I tell you something. Any crooked politician, I don't defend the Republicans, conservatives. I know of one conservative who voted to burn the flag, and everybody thinks the sun rises and sets on his ass. and he's been getting away with the hoax for a long time, and I'm not giving his name because I just might be a hair off in the truth, because the vote to burn the flag disappeared. I could tell you the date it disappeared. I think it was August of the 2nd, 2003. But don't hold me to it. It's in my book, Spirit of America Party. There is only one logical explanation for this. Whatever Rogers knows implicates himself. The Intelligence Committee report is a slap in the face of Gowdy's Select Committee. So the fix is already in. They're going to bring Gowdy down. They're afraid of Gowdy because Gowdy asks, he ferrets questions for good answers, acceptable answers, and he's not afraid. So they got to crush him before he gets started. Rogers is responsible for signing off on it. In short, the slap in the face of Gowdy was administered by his fellow Republican Rogers. You know, there's going to be a lot of impeachments, I think. Once we get into the impeachment mode, you know, we may not start with the Department of Justice marauder and then go to the president. We may hunt and peck for other people first. We may want to bone up on a few rats. This is only one logical explanation for this, and the lie that John Boehner is telling, that the impeachment process is a lie, that the Democrats started to raise fund money. See, it's all about fund money. The Democrats raised $5 million on the lie, that, and John Boehner is telling the lie, against the lie. So, but you know what? That money is not going to do any good, because once the impeachment proceedings start, all bets are off. And there's only one party that's going for impeachment, and that's the Tea Party. Damn the torpedoes, that's what they said. There is only one logical explanation for this. You know, I always say that when you get to the top, it's all the same people. I used to be a strong Bush advocate. If you go in my book, it's Bush, 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 Bush. I defended Bush because the media was crushing him every day. And he was trying, and I got to tell you something, Bush never lost the entire country of Iraq. When Bush left office, Iraq was in safe hands. And now look what Obama has done, by neglect, by deliberate neglect. And if you saw his speech the other night, he's annoyed that he has to come back and protect the Kurds. He's annoyed. You see the look on his face? He's not embarrassed. He's not ashamed. He played the typical Democrat tactic, the bleeding heart card. Oh, the one girl said that she just wants to be alive, and she got to me, and now I'm going to send two jets to drop ice cream. Yeah, he does not want to go up against his brothers. No, that's not his legacy. He's worried about his legacy. He doesn't care if you live or die. He hung up the phone on the Benghazi 911 call. If those guys died believing they were going to hear the cavalry charge, they died believing that in a matter of minutes a jet's going to come overhead and scare the crap out of all of those guys that were that platoon that was setting up mortars. Yeah, they died believing that they would never be abandoned. And you know what Dante says about the lowest rung in hell? The lowest rung in hell is reserved for one who betrays a trust. According to the Uniform Code of Military Justice, Obama could be tried for cowardice in the face of the enemy. Cowardice and neglect are the same. If you neglect to hold your position, if you neglect to lead and do what's expected of you, you could be shot by a firing squad. And he's the commander-in-chief. He is the highest-ranking officer in that fiasco. So let's see what we're saying here. Back to Walid Shubat. Last year, Chairman Rogers conceded to Megyn Kelly that Ambassador Chris Stevens, we said this already, visited with his committee in the days before his murder. There's a picture of Hillary and him smiling. The American people deserve, who cares how they died? Who cares whether it was two students out for a walk holding hands? Who cares how they died? What does it matter? That's right. That's right. And we hear that every day in the United States. We hear it 4,700 times a day in abortion clinics. The intelligence, and we are going to pay for that, you know. There's only 30,000 on that mountaintop, almost about to be exterminated. 30,000. Okay, we're killing 4,700 a day. So in a week, we wipe out 30,000. Well, nobody wanted them. The Intelligence Committee report is a slap in the face to Gowdy's select committee. Ultimately, as Chairman Rogers is responsible for signing off on it, in short, the slap in the face of Gowdy was administered by his fellow Republican. Oh, yeah. You ever hear Mike Savage in his book, on the first page of The Enemy Within, he has a quotation from Marcus Tullius Cicero about the enemy within the gates is more to fear than a murderer. And not only is the enemy in the gates, but they are the money changers in the temple of the United States, the Congress. The Intelligence Committee's report is a slap in the face to Gowdy's committee. Ultimately, Rogers is responsible. There is only one logical explanation for this. Whatever Rogers knows implicates himself. Okay, so you want to hear what implicated himself? Then we'll go to music. Consider the list of red flags about Rogers compiled by Shubat earlier this year. For example, despite Boehner, I don't trust Boehner, I got a picture of Obama and Boehner laughing it up, but they look like they're a brother and sister, acknowledging a weapon trafficking operation being run out of Benghazi to Turkey and then on to Syria. And we're losing Turkey as an ally, and it's partly our fault, and it's partly the Muslim movement. And what's really sad is the Turks are responsible for the murder of, I think, 1 million, maybe 1.2 million or 1.5 million Armenians. They slaughtered them because they were Christian. And Erdogan, who's running for the prime minister of Turkey, in a televised speech said he was insulted because somebody said he had Armenian blood. So you can see how deep these roots go, man. You can see the roots of hate go deep. They go back centuries. See, we're new. We're the new kid on the block. We're only 250 years old, you know. We have the opportunity. We're the only ones that successfully pulled off a revolution. Everybody else's revolution has failed. We're the only ones who successfully pulled off a revolution. And our forefathers, those geniuses that put together the Constitution and the Declaration of Independence, have protected us down to this day. And we've got communists that are undermining that Constitution. The ACLU is in courts all over the country every day to bring it all down. And we're all going along for the ride. And one day, the ride's going to be over, and you're going to have to stand and deliver. And do you know, with Putin now knocking on the gates of the Ukraine and Europe pooping in their pants, okay, do you know that if Putin starts to play Stalin, that we're going to have to gear up. And if China puts the screws to us, we're going to have to gear up for war. And George Washington said the wisest advice he ever gave a country was the following words, times of peace, prepare for war. And we're going to have the fastest draft you ever saw, and it's going to be for 10 million people. And wait till you see all of the marathons heading towards Canada and Sweden. The planes will be full. But that's what's going to happen. We're all going to get a wake-up call, and it's all going to be on the same day. And we're all going to be on the same page. What do we do now? And they're getting rid of 500 majors. The communists are getting rid of 500 majors, military majors. And I got that story to read you tonight, too. Moreover, a damning claim for earlier this year insists that a classified annex to a Senate Select Committee Intelligence SSCI report published in January of this year was provided to eight members of Congress, which include Rogers. This guy Rogers bears watching, and he should recuse himself because we don't trust him. That's the charge. That annex outlined the details of that trafficking operation, which began in early 2012. It was the first time Rogers learned of such an operation. He would have been outraged. If this was the first time, he would have been outraged. In his own words, he has said in the past that any covert operation requires his sign-off. Using that logic, he either knew about the operation when it started, or a law was broken and he's overlooking it. The same can be said about Speaker Boehner. Boehner should be replaced. what's his name? Match McConnell. I call him Match McConnell because he too voted to burn the flag. He was one of eight Republicans who joined 40 Democrats to vote to burn the flag. Now, they'll say they didn't vote to burn the flag. They voted to not pass the law to make it a crime to desecrate the flag. And they call flag burning freedom of speech. To me, it's not freedom of speech. It's treason. That flag has covered many bodies, 56,000 of them coming out of Korea. You know how many missing in action Americans we have on the POW flag? From World War II, missing in action now, 77,000. Pay attention to your flags. They tell a story. And his alleged receipt of the classified annex this past January, indications are that Republicans with a stake in the Select Committee not getting to the truth are a bit dirtied up. For a comprehensive look at these red flags, click here. Okay. I'm going to click. And then we'll go to a tune. Muslim Brotherhood and Benghazi troops being hidden by talk radio congressman. And he's a talk radio congressman? Is this the guy that said he was going to retire and be a DJ? Oh, man. Okay, let's see. His interview with the New York Times comes just a few short days after House Speaker Boehner relented and tremendous political pressure to appoint a select committee to investigate Benghazi, something Rogers has been against for every turn. Man, you sell out your country. You should be smeared and murdered and made to walk the streets shouting, "I'm a sellout." The announcement by Boehner, maybe I ought to get, wow. Looks like we got, I'm going to give you a tune. I'm going to just pre-read this, and when you come back, I'll give you this update. Radio Congressman. So let me get a tune going here for you. Here we go. We're going to do Gypsy Woman. That's when the black guys could sing.
From nowhere, through a caravan, around campfire light, a lovely woman in motion, with hair as dark as night. From the fire, her face was all aglow. How she enchanted me. Oh, how I'd like to hold her near and kiss and forever whisper in her ear. I love you, gypsy woman.
Gypsy woman.
All through the caravan, she was dancing with all the men, waiting for the rising sun. Everyone was having fun. I hate to see the lady go, knowing she'll never know that I love her. I love her,
the gypsy woman, a gypsy woman, a gypsy woman, a gypsy woman, a gypsy woman.
Okay, we're back. We got 37 minutes left. Okay, this is by Ben Barak, who works for the Shubat Foundation. Muslim Brotherhood and Benghazi truths are being hidden by talk radio congressmen. House Intelligence Committee Chairman Mike Rogers, representative of Michigan, knows something big about Benghazi, and he's not telling. One thing he is not conceding is that the attackers reside firmly under the Muslim Brotherhood umbrella. He likely knows quite a bit about Muslim Brotherhood infiltration of our government as well. Those two things alone are damning. Especially, did you ever think 8 years ago that you would see all of these Muslim Brotherhood people running around the White House? Did you ever think you'd see one? Those two things alone are damning, especially in light of his betrayal of a fellow member of Congress who sits on his committee. His behavior over the last 2 years, particularly relative to Benghazi, while he's going after Trey Gowdy, we got to go after him. While he puts the light of distrust on Trey Gowdy, we got to put the light of distrust on him. Particularly relative to Benghazi, has been and continues to be increasingly more suspicious, in part because it's having the effect of providing cover for America's enemies. 9-1-1 hearings were a cover-up. The deck was stacked then. I can almost tell you verbatim how bad that show was. Most recently, you got to go get those hearings and take a look at them. Most recently, he slammed conservative media while talking to the New York Times. If he talks to the New York Times, you know that. Do you know that the New York Times would not let John McCain, when he was running against Barack Obama, submit an editorial for their editorial page? They said it wasn't good enough. They told him he had to rewrite it. How's that for a put down? Curious timing always seems to surround Rogers. His interview with the New York Times comes just a few short days after House Speaker Boehner relented amid tremendous political pressure to appoint a select committee to investigate Benghazi, something Rogers has been against at every turn. So the fix is in, man. The fix is in. Every day this guy goes to work, he's there to protect the wrong people. He's not serving the right people, the American people. The announcement by Boehner was driven largely by a smoking gun email released by Judicial Watch last week. Judicial Watch does good work. As Shubat.com reported, the email appears to have a Muslim Brotherhood connection to it as well. Rogers has demonstrated he has no interest in exposing Muslim Brotherhood infiltration of the U.S. government. May God protect Trey Gowdy, and may God give him lots of leaks. A rather unexpected and curious announcement came last month when it was revealed that Rogers would be resigning from Congress at the end of the term to take a gig as a talk radio host with Cumulus. Cumulus. Now I'm wondering, what shows does Cumulus have? They don't have ABC, do they? WABC? Because a lot of conservatives seem to have been eased out. Rush Limbaugh and Sean Hannity, Steve Malzberg, Bob Grant that they sent to Coventry. Yeah. And they replaced them with Curtis and Cuby. As a key figure in the Benghazi investigation, why should he do such a thing at precisely the time when that investigation is heating up? Doesn't look like he wants to serve his country. He's getting out, so when the fit hits the shan, none of it sticks to him. Before getting into what's been revealed recently in the context of Rogers' upcoming radio career, have a look at some big red flags. One, in the summer of 2012, Representative Michelle Bachmann and four other congressmen raised extremely legitimate questions about Muslim Brotherhood infiltration. These are very serious charges, folks. You think you're living in the land of the free. You might be living in the land of the freaks. The individual Bachmann identified who garnered the most attention was Deputy Chief of Staff to Hillary Clinton, Yuma Abedin. Rogers disavowed Bachmann and referred to Abedin as an American patriot. And she's married to another American patriot, Anthony Weasel. When taken together, the list of others who defended Abedin actually helped make Bachmann's case. That's number one. Number two, Ambassador Christopher Stevens met with House Intelligence Committee in the days before he was murdered. Rogers was forced to concede this fact when asked on live television by Megyn Kelly, and to this point, Rogers has revealed no information about what was said in that meeting. In January of 2013, this is number three, Rand Paul asked Secretary of State Hillary Clinton about the Benghazi annex being used as a place to ship weapons to Syria through Turkey. Now, you know, before murdered, Christopher Stevens, you know that at 4 o'clock that day, he had met with the ambassador of Turkey. Okay. And when the ambassador of Turkey left, I think an hour later, everything started. Clinton pleaded ignorance. With the passage of time and explosive reports like from the likes of Seymour Hersh, relayed by Shubat.com, Paul's concerns are all but vindicated. Despite this, Rogers suggested last year that Paul's concerns were inaccurate, saying, "We have looked at all of that, and I can find no information." How can you lie? How can you lie and cover up the murder of the American people? Well, you did it at 9-1-1. You got away with it, right? You killed 3,500 when the Clinton Towers came down. And that doesn't count the trail you left in Arkansas. Oh, they were just coincidences. They were just natural acts. Yeah, I know. I agree. Let me see here. Conversely, Rogers' ally, John Boehner, indicated there was something to Paul's concerns. Number four, as early as March of last year, Rogers opposed the Select Committee on Benghazi, as relayed by Shubat.com. When these hearings begin, watch what media carries them and what media doesn't carry them. These should be front and center hearings covered word for word. If all of a sudden they end up on C-SPAN, you'll know the fix is in. In light of Stevens' appearance before his committee, why would Rogers not want to share the details of that appearance with a more powerful committee? I like when they say, "Well, that's classified. We can't tell you about it." Well, you know what? Why don't we call that guy Snowden? He's got all that classified stuff that he gave to the Russians. Why don't we call the Russians? They know about it. Why don't you call the Chinese? He gave stuff to the Chinese. They cherry-picked, and then he sent over what was resting. And now he's looking for a political asylum. He wants to come home and be celebrated by the Democrat Party, along with Mr. and Mrs. Manning. In November of last year, who gave up 200,000 memos to WikiLeaks because he felt that gays were not being treated right in the Americas. In November of last year, after a closed session with witnesses to the Benghazi attack, Rogers' account of that meeting didn't just help support the Obama administration's narrative, but was directly at odds with the account of another committee member, Representative Devin Nunes, Republican of California. According to Nunes, there was no lull in the fighting. If true, the administration's line that help was not sent because the fighting was believed to be over would be discredited. Help was not sent. The decision was made before the first drop of blood was spilled. Rogers, on the other hand, asserted that there was a lull in the fighting. When called on this by Fox News Channel's Megyn Kelly, Rogers gave a weak explanation, and Kelly called him on that too. 6. And this is now where it gets scary because they got pictures. A gross conflict of interest involving Rogers and former CIA Deputy Director Mike Morrell was revealed by Catherine Herridge. You ever see Catherine Herridge? She's a straight shooter. She does her work to the letter. She is jam tight and jelly free. Revealed by Catherine Herridge days prior to Rogers' announcement that he's going to resign. At issue was House Intelligence Committee Majority Staff Director and lead Benghazi investigator J. Michael Allen, accepting a job with Morrell and Hillary Clinton loyalists at a time when the investigation would have been taking place. It stinks. And they're running, the inmates are running the asylum. 7, Rogers gave a visibly uninspired performance as chairman during the testimony of Morrell last month. 8, in the days following Morrell's testimony, Rogers again asserted that he still didn't believe a select committee should be formed in light of how little it would cost relative to what the government actually spends. Rogers' argument that it would be too expensive was silly and revealing in light of his record chronicled above. Okay. The New York Times interviewed Rogers about his upcoming career in talk radio in an article published one day after Boehner tapped former prosecutor Trey Gowdy to head the select committee. The fact that Boehner tapped Trey Gowdy is to Boehner's credit. So he gets one brownie point. Rogers comes across as someone who's not only checking out more than he is chipping in, but as someone aiding in the effort to demagogue and distract from those wanting to get to the truth. There's always a sideshow with the communists. And never forget what Jimmy from Brooklyn says, when the communists win, they win, and when they lose, they win, because they always have a backup plan. By all indications, Rogers is going to brand himself a moderate voice on the air. When Republicans tout political moderation to the New York Times, it's like taming the savage beast, but only for a time. Rogers took it a step forward and rubbed the beast's tummy. Rogers says he will not try to out-rant Limbaugh or out-heckle Hannity. He is, after all, a precise speaking, a former FBI agent who is close to Speaker John Boehner and not readily identified with any memorable sound bites. The congressman received what many conservatives would call the kiss of death from Louis Gutierrez. Mark Levin is going after Louis Gutierrez, and he is a socialist, and he calls him a socialist because you know why? And he's from Illinois. Another one, Illinois. Whatever happened to Illinois? My God, what happened to Chicago? A hell of a town. What happened to that hell of a town? Louis Gutierrez is a registered member of the Democrat Socialists of America, DSA. Jimmy from Brooklyn says that there are certain stages to communism. The first stage is slavery. They need slaves to excite. The second stage is feudalism, where somebody controls the slaves. And you know what the third stage is? Capitalism, because they need the money to continue the war on capitalism. And then from there, it's socialism and then communism. So this is like these guys are communists, second-degree communists. The congressman received what many conservatives call a kiss of death. Oh, the congressman received. A registered member of the Democrat Socialists of America, DSA caucus. There's 70 members. As a matter of fact, Alan West came out and said there's 70 communists in the House, and they jumped all over him. They called him a McCarthyite. Oh, that label's still around. Don't ever call me a McCarthyite, because I got an answer you won't like. So, said Gutierrez of Rogers, according to the New York Times, he's a voice for moderation and consensus building. So he was endorsed by him. That's a tried and failed formula for successful talk radio. But there may be a larger agenda at work. He's positioning himself for the election. I'm going to jump to a tune and clear my throat. And we'll give you Hard-Hearted Hannah. We'll dedicate it to Nancy Pelosi.
They call her Hard-Hearted Hannah, the vamp of Savannah, the meanest gal in town. Leather is tough, but Hannah's heart is tougher. She's a gal who likes to see men suffer. To tease them and thrill them, to torture and kill them, is her delight, they say. I saw her at the seashore with a great big pan. There was Hannah pouring water on a drowning man. That's a hard-hearted Hannah, the vamp of Savannah, GA. Your cold refrigerated mamas, brother, she's a polar bear's pajamas. To tease them and thrill them, to torture and kill them, is her delight, they say. An evening spent with Hannah sitting on your knee is like being in Alaska in your BVDs. That hard-hearted Hannah, the vamp of Savannah, D.A.
Okay, so we're back. Let's see where we are here. That's a tried and failed formula for a successful talk radio show, but there may be a larger agenda at work. Also interviewed by the Times for the article was Mike, more conversation and less confrontation, Huckabee. I got to tell you about Mike Huckabee. He's a nice guy. He's well-liked. He's a polite gentleman. And he's a preacher, and he's a good-hearted soul. But the way the country's going, we can't have a guy that pardons a murderer, and then that murderer, a criminal. He pardons a criminal. I don't know if he was a murderer or not, but he pardoned a criminal, and the criminal walked into a breakfast nook and killed four cops, including a woman. And Mike never should have let that guy out of jail. And if he can let those four go, you know, forget about it. I mean, let that one go. He gets people killed, no good. We need a guy with the heart of a revolutionary. That's dangerous because it would allow politicians to crowd out media figures that would otherwise hold them accountable. I've been doing radio in one market for years, and Rogers gets a national gig because he's a congressman. In some ways, it'd be an insult on the First Amendment and could conceivably give cronyism a new venue. Incidentally, Rogers has been a frequent and rather ponderous guest on Huckabee's show. So Mike Huckabee is not a wartime consigliere, and that's what we're going to need because we're going into World War III. Oh, that'll never happen. You should take a tour of Italy and see the Colosseum. Yeah, that'll never happen. Never happen. Happens all the time. So let's see. The man behind giving the job to Rogers is Cumulus CEO Lou Dickey, who also seems to yearn for expanding such a model. The Times explains how things went after Dickey and Rogers were introduced at a wedding. They kept in touch over a few months, during which Dickey told them they were not looking for someone. Yep, I'm right. Cumulus is the one that has 770, and the only guy that's still holding on there is they even got rid of Aaron Klein, who's on 970 now. You want to know the voice of Israel? You get Aaron Klein. You want to know the voice of America? You get Aaron Klein. You want the scoop of what's going on? The guy calls from Tel Aviv. Who's got better intelligence than the Israelis? It sure isn't us. Every time they ask somebody on the intelligence committee, when did you first learn about this? Oh, I saw it on TV. Well, I hope they don't watch movies from the 50s. You know, they're liable to come in and cry wolf. Unbelievable. I just saw the sands of Iwo Jima. The Japanese are coming. Unbelievable, man. Perhaps coincidentally, let's see. They kept in touch. Replicate Limbaugh and Hannity. I think there's room for one more productive. You might actually learn something kind of talk radio in the marketplace, Rogers says. Perhaps coincidentally, one day after the New York Times piece was published, a curious announcement was made via the Washington Examiner. Government officials, reacting to the growing voice of conservative news outlets, especially on the Internet, I'm worried about the Internet. I see guys like Zuckerberg, who's a liberal, and he's in control of Facebook. And I don't know the other players, but they all seem to come from the same student group. And the Internet is our only source of checkable information. All the rest is communist propaganda. ABC, always be communist. NBC, nothing but communist. CNN, the communist news network. CBS, the communist broadcasting system. And then you've got National Public Radio. Come on. These are all voices of... and Obama doesn't even use them. He has his own press. Right? But they're licking his boots all day long. You can't believe anything you see on those networks. And there's one girl from MSNBC who's in trouble because she announced that Obama was from Kenya. And they must have her hanging upside down in a torture room right now. Whoever told you to say that live on TV? Don't you know what we're about here? Don't you know Chris Matthews gets a tingle up his leg? Just for that, no tingle for you. Government officials reacting to the growing voice of conservative news outlets, especially on the Internet, are angling to curtail the media's exemption from federal election laws governing political organizations, a potentially chilling intervention that the chairman of the Federal Election Commission is vowing to fight. If Hirsch is right that the U.S. presence in Benghazi was about an operation begun nearly a year before the attacks there and run by CIA Director David Petraeus, it is at least feasible that Rogers, as Intelligence Committee Chairman, knew about it too. I am very wary of Petraeus and his takedown. And they also got a Marine General, too, who was taking selfies of his chest. And that was tied into a good old girls group down in Florida. But Petraeus was swept off his feet. You know, the KGB trades KGB agents to sexually compromise both males and females, male on male, female on female, male on female. They have spies that are experts in that field. You got to be very careful when you're playing with the big boys. So Petraeus, as head of the Central Intelligence Agency, had to step down. Is it a way to get rid of all the commanders that can do the country the best, give them the best shot for survival? So it's at least feasible that Rogers, as an Intelligence Committee Chairman, knew about it too. He's certainly behaving more like someone who knew than someone who didn't. Hirsch asserts that the operation was funded by Qatar, Saudi Arabia, and Turkey, with Petraeus in charge of the logistics. I always check on Al Jazeera because I want to see their footage of the Middle East, because they get inside footage from the other side. And so I like to see and compare it to the other news outlets. You know, like when your grandfather used to read three papers a day. So here's what I noticed so far. They're coming on, you know, nice and easy, nice and smooth, Al Jazeera. And I see things like the atrocities committed by white people against blacks before and during the Civil War. And I see sort of like rile up a type of documentaries where it's opening old wounds. It's good to know history, but it's history to be learned of the do's and the don'ts of before and apply them to what's right to do today. So, but I noticed that, and then I go to the National Geographic, and they got a documentary about Qatar, and there's 4,000 dead Bangladeshis who have been worked to death for peanut money in 110, 120 degree weather, and all they do is ship the bodies back home to Bangladesh. He failed to show for work today. Send his body home. So all that glitters is not gold. And always look for yourself to see what's in the bag. Don't let somebody leave you holding the bag until you look in it. Petraeus in charge of logistics. The logistics, according to Hirsch, involved shipping weapons out of the Benghazi annex to Turkey. Now you wonder if Obama went to Libya because they were a pushover and he wanted to get the weapons for the Syrian jihadists. Wouldn't that be something if he was a good planner? If Hirsch is right, a consequence of, and how could he have gotten us into Libya? They wouldn't let Bush go into Iraq until they had a vote. And they let Obama go into Libya, and somebody said, hey, guess what? We're in Libya. If Hirsch is right, a consequence of the already illegal operation would have been the deaths of Stevens and three other Americans on 9/11/12, as well as the countless deaths of Syrian Christians who are on the wrong side of those weapons. And I got to tell you, the CIA director, Mike Morrell, he looks like he belongs with the Stasi in Germany. He's got to look like nobody leaves here alive. He looks like the guy that was chasing Indiana Jones up in the Himalayan mountains. Unbelievable, man. Anyone who knew of that operation before Benghazi and allowed it to continue would be complicit in the commission of very serious crimes. Hey, what are you going to do if Trey Gowdy meets with an accident? Huh? Are you going to believe it was an accident? That helped lead to those murders, which in itself is a serious crime. And then Petraeus takes a job as a teacher in Columbia University. That's like that's graduate school for the KGB. What's going on there? And then he gets harassed out? I don't know, man. I don't know. It's way over my head. It's way over America's head. You want to hear some comments? Here's some comments. There's 20 comments. I'll read some of them. Rogers District has a lot of Muslims. Hillary's deputy of chief of staff, Huma Abedin, never had a proper security clearance. Her mother was at the very top of the Muslim Brotherhood. She is also the wife of the disgraced Anthony Weiner. You know, Anthony voted to burn the flag. You want to hear something sad? Anthony voted to burn the flag, and he got endorsed by the New York City Fire Department. And they have 343 flags representing 343 firemen. On St. Paddy's Day, they march with those flags. Politics is very deadly, man, and it's very evil. So as far as we know, and it matters... Not that it matters in this issue about Anthony Weiner, so far as we know, except they live very well now in New York City with no apparent legitimate income. Muslim Brotherhood leader Morsi, so he was the guy that was taking over Egypt and with the help of CNN and cell phones. MB leader Morsi had asked Obama to release the blind sheikh. Some feel the Benghazi incident was a kidnapping gone wrong, foiled when the SEAL showed up unexpectedly. They were told not to go. They disobeyed orders. Maybe that's why they were left behind. Obama likes to flip the bird to anybody that doesn't follow his orders or anybody he doesn't like. An example of flipping the bird would be making Marines hold umbrellas over him and the Prime Minister of Turkey. The purpose would have been to then swap him for the blind sheikh. That would explain the non-existent security. Said to be on tape is the Muslim Brotherhood people showing up after the shooting saying that they were there to pick up the ambassador. Obama and Hillary would have been complicit in this treason. They covered it up. They're lying like rugs. They're dirty. You can't get any dirtier than these people. Remember Hillary saying she hit her head and could not go on the Sunday shows. I tell you, the blood clot. They said that the pathetic Miss Rice, they sent the pathetic Miss Rice out to five networks to lie and take the heat. Sadly, Rogers has not come forward as he shouldn't be a leader. No, he's bought and paid for. And you know what? You don't always have to get cash. you can get, kidnap a kid like Elian Gonzalez and take the payment to, down the road in other favors. Sugar contracts, cigar contracts, a deal. Why would President Clinton fly to Kazakhstan and introduce a Canadian businessman to the president of Kazakhstan? And when they left, flying back to the States, they had closed a uranium deal. A uranium deal, the largest in the history of uranium deals. And I believe the commission to President Pinocchio Pants was $147 million. Why would that happen? Why would a Canadian businessman need uranium from Kazakhstan when Canada has all kinds of uranium? Is it because the delivery from Kazakhstan to Iran is a shorter distance and they can save on freight? How are those nukes coming, by the way? Okay, something to think about. It's all hypothetical. It's all alleged. Sadly, Rogers has not come forward as he should and be a leader. Putting people under oath is the only way to proceed. Under the very competent Trey Gowdy. God bless you, Trey Gowdy. You're going to be in the hot seat, not those guys. And watch Elijah Cummings. Well, we know Hillary didn't hit her head on the bottom of Bill's desk at home, that's for sure. You know how most well-informed Americans know that everything about Benghazi was an act of crime and even the gun running? But what hurts is that our people in high offices turn their backs on other Americans. Why not? They never served their country. They don't give two poops about it. They never ran a hill. They never dug a foxhole. They never stood in a chow line. They have no idea. We're being run by the 60s people. The 60s people who killed the Vietnam vets, who put 58,000 names on a wall, and they killed them in New York and Chicago and California, and they took credit for the kill, led by John Kerry, Jane Fonda, and Phony Joni Baez. Communists have been undoing this country for at least 50 years. If they do it to them, they will do it to anyone. There is no other word. 4,700 kids are butchered a day. Nobody says boo. Chuck Schumer says it's settled law. He clicks his heels together and does a Sig Heil. I do not even want them to be part of America. I'd rather they were gone. We also know Muslim Brotherhood wants complete control of the whole world. But the big white bankers will never let them have it. They all are fighting over the NWO. And which one will be the number one, the New World Order. And they do not care who they kill. They want to kill Christians because the Christians are true freedom fighters. Look how they badmouth the Crusaders. Yeah, that wasn't for the Crusaders, the Muslims would be nice people. It's the Crusaders who killed those poor Muslims, slaughtered them. Yeah, and why did they do it? Because they used to send people without swords to go to Jerusalem and visit the birthplace of Jesus. And on the way there, they were waylaid, raped, murdered, and beheaded, and robbed. So they had to bring an armed escort. Hence, the Crusaders. They want to kill Christians because the Christians are true freedom fighters for everyone. And there is no way a new world order can happen with Christians. So they want them dead, all of us who are Christians. Raise high the cross. You're flying your flag tomorrow? Stick a cross out there, too. Get one of those, those roadside crosses that when travelers, they come by and they can say a little prayer. They got them in Europe. I want to find somebody that builds them. Wherever there's a flag, there should be a cross if you're a Christian. So let's see what else they say. Because they're trying to wipe out both. And you, beware of the guys that tell you that the Confederate flag should be removed from all public buildings because it's a sign of slavery. It's not a sign of slavery. It's not a sign of slavery. Many a man fought and died under it. 600,000 Americans died, 300 on each side. And those 300 on the southern side probably six of them own slaves. But they'll play that race card. And you know what? They don't want to take down the Confederate flag. They want to take down the American flag. Just like we don't want to take down anybody other than Eric Holder and impeach him so that we can get to the head communist and impeach him. And let me tell you, as those cries for impeachment get louder and louder, and never forget, Bush did not lose Iraq to Al-Qaeda. Bush did not lose Iraq to Al-Qaeda. When he left office, the country was stable. Stable. Bush did not lose Iraq. Hell, he went to Iraq. If he hadn't gone, we wouldn't have lost it. Yeah, you lost it. You didn't lose it. You didn't fight to keep it. You gave it away. You gave it back to the people who you really love and respect. You know what most well-informed, let me see if we also did this. Yeah, we read that one already. Good article, Wallet. Stick to the investigation side and let's find out what was in that meeting with Ambassador Stevens and Rogers. And how soon did they know it was Al-Qaeda? They knew it was Al-Qaeda when they pulled Stevens' body out and took it to the hospital. And if you look at the picture of them carrying Stevens' body out, there's a guy with a cell phone in his mouth. Now, whose cell phone has he got in his mouth? If he's got Stevens' cell phone in his mouth, then you know that we knew it was Al-Qaeda. I was hoping Rogers was making the move because of an ailing conscience and so he could expose government shenanigans. No, that ain't the way it works today in the land of the freaks and the home of the broke. Rogers' move reminds me of the captain of the Korean ferry Sewol. He is running like the cowardly rat he really is. He hopes he won't go down with the Benghazi cover-up when it comes to the light of day. Every day we got to pay close attention. That should be on talk shows all night until everybody goes to bed. And here's NJK says, I really hope God gives us a way to make sure everyone involved in this can be punished. You never leave an American on the battlefield. You never leave your brother on the battlefield. That's what makes us different than the rest of them. You see what these Iraqis did as soon as the headcutters showed up? They dropped everything and ran. Okay. And here's a guy named Kevin Barry. Really, I thought that security was via some unknown company in Scotland who hired local terrorists who belonged in the same group that attacked the mission and killed Stevens. I'm going to have to look that up. I really don't know the answer to that. We said that one already. I was hoping Rogers was making the move because of an ailing conscience. We saw that already. Exactly what it looks like. That is the reason why getting dirty is never a good idea. One of those reasons is that self-preservation often trumps the safety and security of so many others. Let me tell you something. Everybody that was involved in this Benghazi cover-up listened to the pleas of those guys on the phone. We're here. We're waiting. We laser-painted the mortar platoon. We laser-painted the mortar platoon. You can see it clearly when the gunship gets here. Nobody came. Nobody ran out the door. There was no boots and saddles sounded. They were betrayed. They were double-crossed by the communists. That's the party symbol of the Democrat Party, the double cross. Look, we're religious. Perhaps it has to do with Rogers covering for his wife, who as CEO of Aegis. Aegis had to know what there was guns being moved. Who was responsible for providing the subpar Blue Mountain security to Stevens and Benghazi, who directed Aegis to provide the rotten security, making certain the terrorists had little difficulty getting to that annex. Wait till you hear the number of guys that came over the wall that night. You're going to be shocked. I think it's 150, and maybe two waves of 150. Was Christy Rogers instructed to provide Stevens little to no security? By whom? Whether Rogers in on the hit or were they being threatened? Or were threats delivered that she, Christie, would be prosecuted and blamed if Mike Rogers didn't cooperate with the administration? These people are dirty. They do dirty deeds. Think of your worst, the communists, the Stalins, the Leventi Berias. And that's the kind of tactics that are being used. These people are professional communists. Thank you for this information. It makes perfect sense. Someone needs to follow that man with a mic and a camera and keep repeating the questions over and over. Sharon says, Cynthia and all, yes, we are Christians. We know something surely is not right. You're right on many points. There is an honorable man or woman. Is there an honorable man and woman that will come forward? Somebody is going to have to stand up for this country if they know something. There have been many threats before this event. Last night on my show, I said, I'll bet you there's a $1 million bounty out there on anyone, for anyone who can get dirt on Tim Tebow. They hate him with a passion. He's too clean. He's too American. He's spiritual. He's a man's man. He's polite. He's a real gentleman. They want him gone. They want him taken down. They want him in a pornographic position. That's what they want. That's what they live for. They are the golden calf people. They rule Pornowood, formerly Hollywood. Come upon those behind this, praying for Trey and his family. Already sent email threats. Did you hear that? In Jesus' name, protect Trey and his family. Give him strong body, mind, and spirit to stand up. To the evil that has come against this country, that God blessed too. Long they have been in it for self, not the PLP shame. He wanted to be king. More than four honorable lives are saved. But it will come out. What's done in darkness, God will bring out into the light of day. Many in fear close to this with mouth closed, closed wide shut. God help PLP of his nation, of this nation, to not fear and always stand up in Jesus' name. Republican, Democrat, it doesn't matter. They're all the same. No, no. It's not true. The Republicans, Rhino Republicans, are now the Democrat Party. The Democrat Party is now the Communist Party. They have no God. They have no country. They have no flag. They sell dope for tax money. And they kill kids. It is them against us now, and I mean all of them. If you people think it matters which party is in power, you are fools. We need a house cleaning. We have to go to Washington with a giant enema bag. Cassandra, I'm almost afraid to say I think you're right. It really doesn't matter. You got to get the rhinos out. The rhinos are Democrat light. Woe unto them. Yahshua loves you. Woe unto them. Woe, woe, woe. They have blood on their hands, and they have told a lie instead of the truth. Woe unto them. Excellent, fearless reporting. Bang on about Rogers. Here's more. Whistleblower exclusive. Benghazi cover-up is a proxy battle with the war with Iran. Exclusive. State Department denies Libya weapons buyback program exists. I've always thought that the State Department was a mini UN, and they never had the main interest of the United States at heart. Guys, this is our first step in taking America, our beloved country that God blessed, back in the hands of God-fearing, God-loving, and serving government. This has been taken over within the Brotherhood. As they set smug in the White House waiting to fly their flag, many are awake now, purged, military ready, but they want to know who's behind them. The horror three stop from a city in U.S. being blown away. God help us to know just how far he will go, and our lives mean nothing to him. As did not that before, pray as you never prayed before. We are the warriors. We're standing up, but remember the battle is the Lord's. That's why they hate gun-toting Bible people. And if you look at Hollywood, when did they ever make a favorable movie about somebody from the Southland? When did they ever make a favorable movie? Can we say, Legatius Lagonis says, can we say CIA, Wallet? You should know that this congressman is CIA. And another, Captain Curmudgeon says, Rogers was FBI stationed in Chicago. Thus he could be an agent of the Muslim Brotherhood, or Nadi Awuchi, or just another blackmailed agent, or on the take, as many in our government are. Yeah, there are very few honest people. Harry Truman said it all when he said, when they call the roll in Congress, they don't know whether to answer present or not guilty. Looks like we have run out of time. I'm going to look for a tune to close out with. And if I find it, you're going to enjoy it, because it's tied into communist propaganda. I found it, and here's the intro to it. You know that Obama apologized for Americans, those evil Americans, those infidels, for waterboarding people who cut children's heads off tonight. That's what they're doing tonight. They're cutting children's heads off. Fear is a tactic of a terrorist. There's no greater fear watching a mother see her child beheaded. Okay? They know how to do it. They know how to get your attention. So Obama says the Americans are bad because they waterboarded to save lives, and that waterboarding is torture. They're right. He's right. Waterboarding is torture. Not so much the waterboarding. It's the music they play. They play rap music because they know that the Muslims hate rap music. And they play acid rock because it drives the Muslims crazy. So I propose that we should at least not torture them with music, but give them comfortable listening music when they're being waterboarded. Good night, folks.
If everybody had a nose across the USA, then everybody be blue like California. Bushy blonde hair, serpent USA. You get the serpent out there.
Thank you for being so good.